This is The Outsider.
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 This is Outsider.
This is The 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 Outsider. Oh.
This is The Outsider.
This is The Outsider.
You are welcome to The Outsider.
Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, welcome.
Whatever time of the day it is.
Yes, today is another episode of The Outsider Podcast. Long time, no talk, or no see, or no hear. Anyways, I'm present.
Wait,
with...
why do?
Why?
Why no, why long time?
I was having, is it, what they call it? Writer's block.
Oh,
I don't know what I call it, but there was a block
caused by NSAS.
And I was busy with different other things.
You're not a businesswoman, isn't it? Businesswoman,
chop money.
It is a hustler, you guys don't know. He's just been hustling, carrying things, to and fro. You can actually call her water seller. Olomi.
Yeah, so if you're on the island, I'm selling water. but dispenser and bottle. I don't need the pure water yet. All right, moving on. I'm present today with.
Think she's present. No. Yeah, you absent.
Somebody needs to be punched. Maybe they're not shooting well.
Talking about shooting, who gave the order?
I didn't know who did it.
Who gave the order?
Everybody's denying this.
Governor.
Mr. Governor?
Mr. Governor?
Who gave the order?
Who gave the order?
I don't understand.
His powers from the top. Not the powers I've named.
We already know who the powers from the top are.
Is it that no?
So yeah, there was different controversies that October time. I know today is December 2nd or so, and I am just talking about it. But you know, everybody needed to unwind and relax, and for security purposes. So right now that everything has calmed down a bit, I'm here with a survivor from the Lekki massacre, and his name is.
Oh, my name is okay. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is OK, aka Joker Boy, aka Judge, aka I'm that smooth guy looking fresh.
What's the name your mother gave you?
It's okay. I like the response. You say okay. She called the name twice.
Yes. So, how did you feel in that space, like what really happened? Because everybody's just hearing different things, so I want to get it from your perspective. What really happened that day? How did it start? Like, just give us your breakdown from morning to the next day.
Morning to next day, it was just a beautiful day, beautiful Tuesday, and sunny and beautiful weather in Lagos. We're just having a good time, you know, and then we decided, okay, it's another protest day, let us go and do our father's duty and go and block the road as usual. Because somebody has been a bad boy and doesn't want to do good. It was about 12:01. We headed from Surulere to Lekki to join the protests. after the Buddy Thomas related home was looking a bit disorganized. So we had to take bike because there was actually less or no way of conveying ourselves to the roadblocks and all that. So you know, this is passion. You know, we want this country to be better for ourselves and our children that is coming. So we took bike and we're just lucky we were able to get one, and we started coming to the island. We witnessed a lot of roadblocks by our fellow protesters, and we had a code, ENSAS, with our flag and ENSAS, and we're just passing through the blockage, roadblocks and all that. Eventually we got to Lekki, and then joined the Lekki protests. So it was just it was a good one at the toll gate. I saw people, though it wasn't as much as the other days where the protesters were much and all that. So the number had reduced. I guess most people decided to go because of the curfew that was declared around that time. So the people were not as much as, but eventually as the day continued, we had more people that were coming in to join us, and the number started increasing rapidly, and before you know it, everywhere became full again, and it became like the other days. And then we had to do the usual things we did: national anthem singing, DJ playing, all this conscious music, African China, Burna Boy, you know, those kind of songs that Timi Dapolo, Great People, Great Nation. So we are having a good time blocking the toll gates. As usual, food was being shared. Everybody had their food and then water to drink. You meet up with your friends, say hi and all that. It was all good. I was on the stage almost all through.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're one of those people that were getting people gingered, I
really wasn't part of those people. I was basically taking shots.
Okay.
Yeah. Aerial shots, photography, videography, because that's my job. So I was just documenting most of it. So I needed to be in a good
angle,
a position to be able to get all that. So that was basically why I was on stage. We had DJ Switch, we had Ufuoma McDermott, the actress. We had we had I think those are the two popular faces that I saw that day. Then later on, AY joined us. He said he was passing through, and then he just saw that we're there and he joined us. So it was all good. We later heard that the curfew has been postponed or it has been shifted to later in the day. And we're happy, we're rejoicing, like, so actually we are successful. We've been able to pull this through and all that. So we later had an info that the police or the forces, not police, and the forces were coming.
Madu.
So we said, okay, so if the forces were coming to the toll gates, that we are going to behave responsibly and not misbehave. So they kept repeating it, everybody make sure that when they come, you are quiet, you are seated, you are singing the national anthem, nobody is breaking anything, nobody is going out of the normal arrangements. So we actually had a plan, like a peaceful protest kind of, that it has always been. Then we said it was getting dark. People that had cars should switch on their
lights.
Car lights so that we have more lights in that area and all that. Then at about 6:40
there's no how you won't know
if you are there, you know. You know when you experience death, it's not something you can just forget. So about like 6:40 then started hearing gunshots, and it was as if there was war. And the gunshots were not one, not two. You know when you hear like a flood of gunshots at the same time. So the gunshots continued, like it was back to back to back to back. My sister, all the preaching, all the arrangements, everything scattered. Have you had parties scattered?
It's definitely scattered.
Everybody scattered. People that were running, the ones that were lying down, dodging bullets. The ones that were running to go and confirm who was shooting, were going to confirm. I wasn't part of those ones. I will never be part of those ones because it's funny, but if you have actually listened to one of the rules of being in a war front, it's once you hear a gunshot, you should be flat on the floor because of stray bullets. So I guess most of the people that were running to go and confirm and see who was shooting were majorly ignorant people who didn't know of the rules of being in front of a gunshot prone area.
Yeah.
And when most people saw what was happening, they started running back. By then, some people had collected bullets already. And the gunshots continued. The lights were out by this time. So it was just the lights from their vehicles, the vans they came with, that's the soldiers that they came with and all that, that were just saying. Then most of us had to use our phones to on the torchlight on our phones to be able to even see. So the soldiers, they approached us, they came very close, surrounded us, and they were still shooting.
Directly?
Directly, up, down, center, middle. So you just needed to be sure that you are covered wherever you are. I was actually lying down under the van where we had our stage. And so by the next morning, it was like, oh wow, so it's a new day. And we had to go home. The hotel is not our house.
Life continues.
And we cannot be paying money. So see, the same way back to we had to take the same way that we came from, running from.
How do you feel passing there again in the morning?
I know. We actually gingered, you know, that you people didn't kill us yesterday. Today you will kill us. So we were actually carrying flags and protesting and walking.
As
we were walking back, we just like gingering, Nigeria, enters. I will read the flag.
So they were police today.
Yeah, they were still there. Like just a couple of them, like scattered just.
So when they saw you guys coming back,
Yeah, they were just like telling us that we shouldn't destroy anything, that we shouldn't cause problem and all that. We said no, we're not causing problem, that we are just taking a match. So when we now got to Lekki toll gate again, I now saw a couple of mobile policemen, armed policemen, at the toll gates. So they were now telling us that we don't want problem, that's the police was telling us, And they don't want problem. They don't want problem. And we're like, we're not here to cause problem. We are just doing a peaceful march. We are passing. Then one of them or a couple or two or three of them were like, cocked their guns that we should leave here now. You don't want to see us here. We should leave here now or else. And like, leave here, that we are not staying, we are passing through. So one of them approached one of the ladies and told her to throw away that flag that she was holding. So the lady threw the flag away. Now came to me and said, I should throw away my flag. I said, never. I can't throw away my flag. It's a Nigerian flag and it's a right to hold a Nigerian flag. Why would they ask me to throw away my flag? And I was recording while doing that. I was recording them while doing that. So I even got that on record. So eventually we now left past there, and then we passed there. So it was now at a point, it was now like we were the only ones on the streets, and we were about probably 10. And then we had that DJ Switch and others who were there earlier, they were being shot at
again
by the police. Yes, that morning. So they had to run because the plan was to go and meet them at the toll. Yeah, so but because of the shot at them, they ran. We saw the she recorded it and still put it up. So that was how we knew that they had left. I couldn't locate them.
Okay.
So that was where I just felt, man, I think it's time to just let go of this thing. So I left, and then I left the other people, and that was it. So it was just a it was a moment, a long moment, and it's something that I can't forget in a hurry. And today is Tuesday. It's black.
Actually, today's Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday. Okay, yeah. Yesterday was Tuesday. So every Tuesday, I just have that black Tuesday memory, and it's sad. It's sad.
So how do you now feel now that, okay, after the whole thing you went through that Tuesday, and then everybody is just doing like nothing happened? How do you feel about it? Do you feel like, are you angry, or do you feel like punching someone? Like, so I just went through that stress for nothing. What if I die? What about the people that die? All this kind of stuff.
Okay, it just made me realize that we are not ready for a change yet. As Nigerians, yes, I had to come to that conclusion that we are not ready, even though we want a change, but we are not ready. It's actually very disappointing to see that things went on and as if nothing happened. Everybody is back to their business, everywhere is back bubbling and all that. And then all the things we clamored for and were kind of trying to see change, that none has been implemented or none has happened. And it only just shows that governance in this part of the world is actually not for the people. It's for the people up there. Is not for Nigerians, because if what happened that day still did not make the government to be remorseful, instead the government is trying so hard to deny everything that happened that day. It's just sad that this country, we are not yet ready.
So when Buhari came with his speech, with his talk, after everybody begged him, what do you think about that speech? Was it a?
Was he it... didn't even recognize that there was a shooting. It wasn't in the speech at all.
So. Were you expecting him to have addressed that shooting?
Yes, I was expecting it, but I wasn't disappointed when it wasn't mentioned. Yeah.
Well, when I was thinking about it, I was like, okay, everybody's shouting that this guy should come and talk. It's obvious that he doesn't care. So when he talks, what is it going to actually change? What were you expecting to change when he spoke? What were you expecting him to have said as the president of Nigeria?
What do you think a leader of a company would do when there is a fight among the staff when he's talking? What do you think he should say?
We should settle.
So he's supposed to actually settle what happened. It's supposed to have been one or two solutions offered to know that there's a problem that needs to be solved. And it's not that he is ignorant of the fact that it happened, because there were pictures of the Lagos State Governor telling him that so if there wasn't that video or that picture, then you can say probably he's in Abuja. I didn't know that something like this happened.
The protest was also happening in Abuja.
Okay, so it was also happening in Abuja. So what could have been the excuse? So it just showed I don't care attitude of
our president.
And that's what it just showed. And it was just to be honest, I laughed when I watched that speech, because it was laughable. It was laughable. I wasn't angry because I wasn't expecting much
from the guy.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting much from that speech.
Okay, in addressing the whole thing that started the protests, the ENSWAS thing.
Yeah.
So yes, it was ENSWAS. Oh,
ENSWAS.
Yeah, that was the whole point. That was the goal and objective of the process, the 5 for 5.
Yeah.
But the things already been implemented, and it's obvious that kind of stuff cannot be implemented in a month or in some days.
Who says so?
Like building schools, with it being just a day, having months. There are some stuffs, obviously, that were not going to happen in those few days that they asked for it. But it was already being put in place. As those people were already agreeing, people were going to go back to school, and it was obvious that it was because they needed people off the protest ground to go back to school. They were going to start doing the judicial panel thing, but no youth wanted to apply for it in Lagos. But some other states to meet already applying. Like most of those stuff were already being put in place. Some of the police, according to them, were already being sacked or whatever they call their
suspended
for whatever they did.
Yeah,
some police obviously absconded, like that Azu Sad guy.
yeah
the guy who runs Ghana or whatever country. Yeah, so most of the things asked for in the 5 for 5 already been implemented. So why did most protesters now leave what they came for, the main objective and goal, to end SARS, to stop this, to stop that, the 5 for 5 thing, and start entering other things, or remove senator's bill, or do this? What you asked for was this.
Yeah.
Why were you extending it again? Like, what was the whole point of extending it? And one person will just come. It's not like, oh, there was no more collectiveness.
Yeah.
It now became a, oh, me, I want to say this. People must do that one. Oh, me, I want to say that. People must do that one. So...
Okay, so my answer is, have you heard of the word audio before? So when you know what you call audio, that's obviously they'll give you audio money. That money, you will not receive it. So we have seen over time that SARS has been disbanded 3 or 4 times before, and then they are still on the road. Do you know SARS still hold people as at today. You know, the police still brutalize people as at today. So what are we saying? Was it really done? It wasn't done. So it's something that we have seen over and over happen. That's why we knew that this one was also part of their style. Don't it even shock you that till today they are denying that there was no live bullet or there was no killing? Or doesn't this shock
you? It still shocks me. They are always saying CNN stuff is fake.
So doesn't it shock you?
The one that really busted my head was when they said the switch live video
was doctored.
How will you doctor a live video?
So that alone should even tell you that if somebody that you can even hold can still deny.
It's because I think the president is not really doing anything to stop it. I just feel like he doesn't even really care anymore. It's just like, I'm in my second term, and in 2023 I'll be out of people's head, so whatever you want to do. But I still feel like the old vision and mission and goal and everything that started that protest could have been put in place, not going out of stop bullies brutality. It started going to different other things. Different people just started coming up with anything. Like one jack can just come up for one place and be like,
we're actually just enduring the suffering, enduring the hardship. Look at the way the country is. Price of fuel, 166 naira, and you go to the station to buy fuel with gallon, and then the fuel attendant is still telling you you will deduct 50 naira.
For what?
Gallon money. You've never bought fuel with gallon.
I've never.
No. That is a normal tradition. Probably maybe where you. Because you have the gallon. Meanwhile, the car, they sell the car, the real value.
The car don't have gallon inside it.
No, no, the car has gallon, but now the gallon is inside the car. So it's a sophisticated gallon. So you see that everything is done just to oppress
the poor.
The government needs money. They are supposed to create revenue, create jobs, or build infrastructures that will bring money. That is how global countries think. Dubai needs money. Dubai will build hotels and then put power bikes on the sand and then do adverts and tell you to come and ride bikes and lodge in their tallest hotel.
And it's very beautiful.
And Nigerians are traveling from Kano that has sand with hot sun to Dubai that has sand and hot sun to go and pay to ride on a hot sun that we have here. Is it not madness? So by the time you see what people are doing abroad, the governments of a country are doing abroad, our own, they are doing the opposite of it.
They are not winning anything.
No, they are doing, just that you don't realize. They are taking money from you. So that's 30K you are earning. Usually you buy fuel for 1.5.
2000.
But now they've increased it to 166. So that 1.5, you can't buy 1.5 again. You will buy 700. So they've reduced the money in your pocket. They've taken the extra 800 or 700 to use it and get revenue or make more money. That is where the way the Nigerian government thinks that makes us more poor as a nation. Today, dollar is 500 naira. $1 is 500 naira.
I think the reason why...
So when you save 1 naira for a whole year, you save less than a dollar, 365 naira. So you see how useless the naira is to a dollar. So for a whole year, you can't save $1 if you're saving 1 naira.
That's just terrible.
And then you check every other thing in the country is like that. Look at VAT from 5% to 7.5%, and they are still planning to increase it again to 10%.
For what?
Because they need more money to sustain their lifestyle. You know, we are the ones paying for their lifestyle now.
And they're still taking loans.
and they are still taking more loans to still sustain their lifestyle, the price of electricity has increased rapidly from what it was to what it is now. They said everybody should have prepaid meter free of charge. They shared prepaid meter for just a few months and stopped. I bought prepaid meter in my house for 100k.
Okay,
three phase prepaid meter. Something that was supposed to be free. The NEPA officials will hold it and tell you it's finished. When you now, when you've stayed in darkness for 2 months and your head corrects,
you go and pay.
You go and pay and collect the prepaid meter.
During lockdown, they use queues to collect money even while using a meter. They will not give you your light. They will tell you from your former NEPA bill before you got your meter, you were owing. And there's no way you can go to the office. So you have to pay that money to get light because it's lockdown. What are you going to do? Sit down in darkness for how many months?
So you see that there is a lot that we have to do, and we really need to go out of our way. The youths, we need to really go out of our way and stop smiling and suffering. We are smiling and suffering. We are smiling and suffering. We should go out and vote for right leadership. We should. Banky W will not win an election because you and I would rather sit down at home and watch GSTV. But you know that Banky has led a record label, EME. You know that he has businesses that are successful, that he has track record, that if this guy gets in there, he knows what he's going to do. But because we refuse to go out and vote, we sit at home, enjoy the AC and the DSTV and be on our phone and chat. And then somebody will go on the street and share 500 and 1,000 and the whole street will come out and vote him in power. What is he going to do next? He will recover all the money he has spent. So when you see him looting tomorrow, you cannot do anything. He will loot the money that was sent, the Indomie, the palliative that was sent to your community. He will loot it and store it and use it for his birthday.
And share it for you.
In the next election. And you cannot do anything because you have eaten the forbidden fruit.
Well, I felt what happened at the last election when Showeri Fela-Dorote, I felt they could have won that election if they all came together under one party. Because APC and PDP, they are very powerful right now in Nigeria. Like,
I'm afraid they are the just like the Republican and Democrat Party. Yeah. We all know they are powerful, yes.
So if them sure people now, Fela-Dorote, all those new faces, you know, everybody was like, finally, Mogalu. New people, new faces, we're going to vote for you.
Yeah.
If they came under one party, but because of their own selfish interests, they all want power for themselves. Nobody wants to share it.
Sure.
But if they all came under one party, voted one person in, they could have actually won that last election.
I think
they have actually won that last election. Because nobody wanted an Atiku or a Buhari anymore.
Who said so?
They wanted somebody new.
Do you know?
At that time, they wanted somebody new.
Who is they? Is it me and you?
Me and you.
Probably it's me and you. Because as the two of us, how the two of us, we want somebody new. Like, there are over 1,000 APC and PDP supporters who are going to be tamperating against the two of us. So that is what I said. It's the same thing I said.
But after that, most of us, stuff, a lot of people are like, not again.
You think so?
I know so for now. Have they actually started the PVC right now?
The distribution. I think it should be because
everybody was like, no, we cannot do this again.
I think it should be. Mm-hmm. But they see, the system frustrates you. So when they said the PVC thing, can you go to the local government here now, just walk in and get that PVC? Never.
It's not like, why can't we even do it online? The world is digital now.
That's what we are saying, that there needs this, and this is where leadership is so critical, it's so important in Nigeria, because if the right person is not there, it will be hard to effectively do things. How they've announced that PVC collection starts so date. I should be able to just walk in there. This is my name, and they will give me my PVC. But no, when you go there, now they'll tell you that the system that they used to register you, you have to buy fuel for gen. So you will leave your work. First of all, the money is not enough. You have already paid money, transport money. Of course, you know now double the transport fare to work now. But no matter how you are coming to work, whether you are flying with broom or that broom that you are using is more expensive. As a witch, if you are taking bike, it's double. If you are taking commercial bus, it's double. You are taking Uber, that means you are, that's even the height of it. Or you say you want to now do
Uber.
Well, you now want to do over the sea. You want to use
helicopter.
No, it's not a helicopter, the boats.
Okay.
Those ones now is 1K15 from mainland to island. So, how much are you earning for you to be able to spend such money?
Right, now, the poor are really suffering because even for the middle class like us now to get food in markets, they're like,
Are you middle class?
I'm middle class.
I'm not middle class.
What are you, poor?
I'm not poor in Jesus' name. I'm just there. I don't even know.
Middle class are just there.
I don't even see myself as a middle class.
There's still range. There's a...
There's upper middle class and lower middle class and middle class.
Yeah. So we are just there at the middle class. That's why they put them as middle class because we don't even know where they stand.
It's but really, we need a solution. We need a change. And that change, we need it fast. Because before I digressed, I was trying to give you a reason why the Showere Feladro Toetin didn't work. There is what you call a track record of where you are coming from, a track record of what you have done. So most of these guys have never been in government before. They have just been successful in their own personal business and all that. And then you want to get into a position of leadership of a country, and the first thing you are going for is presidency. How?
I start from local government.
Exactly. So that was the first mistake they made. You don't just jump into you can't just become a president. What structure do you have? Like, what track record do you have to be the president of a country? It's not by speaking English. That was what most of them were doing.
Yeah.
You come and you're motivating us.
Motivational speaker.
You cannot motivate a boy on the street who doesn't hear what you're saying, who hasn't eaten. What he's looking for is 500 naira to eat. And that's why the politicians will keep winning over and over. They've made sure that everybody is poor, or most of the people are poor rather. And then election comes, they just dole out money. And
you know, sir, they wait for the answers. 115.
Exactly. So you can't win over somebody who has stomach infrastructure available for him. That's why they put their nomination tickets for 10 billion or 10 million rather, and all that's high, because you are going there to go and
most of them will have like godfathers that will pay for that their thing. So is that godfather they now have to be listening
to serve
to when they get to power?
Yeah, so, listening to you are bringing it that to serve. That most politicians, they are serving their godfathers. Most Nigerian politicians are serving their godfather. They're not serving you. They're not serving us. They are serving. That's why they will prefer to loot money, take it abroad, than fix the road with it, because they are not there for you. They are there for themselves and their godfathers and their family and whoever that has or was in support of them.
Whoever leaked their yash.
No. So secondly, another point why those guys didn't win or were not successful is they didn't have finances.
That's why I said they should have come together.
Come together with how much? Do you know how much it takes to actually win an election?
If they actually came together, if you know how they do it now, you get a ticket in the party, you win. Like they should form a party. Mm. Like how people are already forming parties within themselves.
Do you know how Obama won?
How?
Obama won through crowdfunding. So no matter the amount you have as that, and you are pure, you can actually not have enough money to be able to win an election. What is the net worth of Fela Duro Toye, Showere, and Kingsley Moralu to win over politician? No, to win over a politician who has $1 billion to spend. That's the point.
What have you looking for?
Exactly. So what's the, you see, when you come to now spending the money, they will beat you. They won't even see you.
They'll send hoodlums.
Exactly. So if I talked about the 13 again, is structure. I talked about structure. If they had a structure that was strong enough for them to be able to mobilize the youths are 60-70% of the population.
They're giving them bikes and keke that they are banned.
So if those three people were intelligent enough to actually put up a structure that made sure that every Nigerian youth who has gone to school or who knows who is up to voting eligibility actually came out to vote, to even support whatever that they are doing, it would have made more sense.
What I feel about that, after they lost the election, they could have like put their energy
together.
I keep saying together, pick one person, or collectively they can just do like do things in the communities, in their communities, their villages, wherever. Just do things that make people like, sure I did this, this person did that. Not coming to be fighting and be talking
and
trash.
Accusing and counter-accusing.
Nobody cares about that. If you do something for someone, the person will forever remember. Just do something that will build that community's head, like build
a school.
Build a school there that is free.
That is free.
You actually make sure it is free. You just turn into like an NGO thing. You do GoFundMe to raise money for books, or you gather books. You use the books for them. You the school uniform.
But again, it still boils back to funds.
And now I'm saying, if you do GoFundMe, is all those people just be donating.
Like the crowdfunding I mentioned,
and you can do GoFundMe for books.
Exactly.
I have finished primary school. I can just go and drop on my books. It doesn't take me anything. I don't have to spend any money. I just drop on my books. At least if like a lot of people drop books, because a lot of people drop books. A lot of people drop books now. You can use it for how many students in your class. But you have to make sure that you don't have to wear school uniform. School uniform is not, I don't see any big deal in school uniform. You don't have to wear school uniform. You can wear whatever clothes you want to wear to the class. But now the thing is, getting teachers, you have to find volunteers.
Yeah.
Because volunteers don't get paid.
Yeah.
You have to find volunteers that are actually want to do it.
Yeah.
But that's not about Nigeria. Nigeria is not a country that you find people that actually want to do something. Because before the person will get to that location, the person has to spend money.
Uh-huh.
The person has to spend money to eat.
Uh-huh.
And the person cannot just give you their whole time. So you have to still give them something.
Exactly.
So I think that's where they will spend money. Spending money on people to come and teach and building the building and maintain. So that money, they can actually get it. Because for you to be able to buy a presidential ticket, you have money.
No, don't say you have money, because you never can tell. Is somebody that also borrowed them,
but they have,
or
the
somebody
money.
that sponsored, maybe or a group of people that sponsored.
But they could have done something. Those group of people, all of them that really wanted that person to enter a position of power, they could have done something in their respective communities to bust people's brain. And the next time an election comes and they see them there, they will vote for them. They will have more votes.
Actually, like,
people will continue to be talking about them. Like, exactly. This person did this. This person is a good person. If the person becomes a president, the person will do more. But come and be insulting. They
point you raised also is another point. Unity. Unity. There was no unity at all between them. So, and that's also another thing about superiority or ego that we have as a people. If you and I we are masters in what we do, it will take humility for me to actually say, Okay, you be the first, be the number one. I'll be your...
I'll help you, I'll support you.
And at the end, we all achieve the same goal. So that's also another factor that... And it's not just everybody at the top.
Everybody wants to be
It's not just exactly. Everybody wants to just be the at the center of...
That's why I love the Enters protest. Like, there was nobody fighting. Like, there was this love and unity and everything that was just there. Nobody was trying to fight for position. Nobody was trying to...
It was come and do your bit.
And go.
And go. There was no hierarchy or anything. And that was even why it was... hard for the government to be able to penetrate it, because who are you going to talk to? Who are you talking to? And the others, they insisted that they wanted somebody to talk to, which wasn't a bad idea. If you actually critical, it's not a bad idea. But because of we've seen
what you can do,
yes, we've seen a track record of what the government, they are not honest.
And
it's not hard for FARS to talk, to speak for us. But the thing is, when FARS goes in there, we don't know what FARS is going to do. Because there's no trust. Even though personally, as a person, I trust FARS. But when he gets into that room, we wouldn't know what they are going to do to him. He might not actually want to do according to their bidding. They might threaten his life. And FARS, once he gives in to them, then we have all given in. You don't know what they did to Two-Face. They did it. So what are we saying? You it's not that we don't know the right thing to do, but the system doesn't even support the right thing. A system that you go to the police to go and report
and arrest
that you have a case and they will collect money first for paper and fuel money. From you came to report that they stole an armed robbers burst into your house and stole your property, and you are paying police money to follow you to go. I understand totally, but I have something to say about it. Nothing comes easy in life. No pain, no gain. So if really you want change, you be the change. Let the change start from you. Let the change start from you. Nothing great ever happened that happened without pain. The countries that we are running to go and enjoy their weather, their economy and all that, they had their own fair share of their own fights. So we need to, I will encourage all of us. Yes, it's not easy, it's hard, but we should actually take the time out. Let's endure the pain for this country. It's change. Let's try our best and do. Let's sacrifice. It's not easy. Remember, some people died at Tollgate for a better Nigeria that we haven't seen yet. Some people died actually. If you don't remember anything else, remember that some people died.
They've started denying it, and that denial has now caused different groups. Like, some people be like, how are you sure that some people died? Did you see why are the family members not coming out? Why are this thing not doing this one? And you're saying some people died.
Just tell the person to go and watch CNN documentary. Just send the person the documentary, that's all I have to say.
No, but before the documentary came out,
but
that
now,
was what was going on. Okay, but now everybody has.
So go and watch CNN documentary if you don't believe.
They started coming out.
Yeah, they were scared to come out now, because even people that they carried to hospital, there were videos that showed that they came to meet them in the hospital.
To kill them. So there won't be any evidence.
So
guys, we are in our 20s and 30s. We are going to be living here for a long time. Even though you are going to get a second passport, but at last,
you are still
a Nigerian first before any other country's citizen. And there will be a time you surely come home. If you don't come home alive, you come home dead.
Actually, they'll come and bury you.
You'll come and bury you. So why not you try, make an effort to make this country work? It's not easy. Yeah, you can be in the sun for some hours or maybe some days or weeks trying to get your PVC. Let's do it.
We can do it.
But if this same energy continues, I'm sure 2023, if they can organize and look for, let me see, if, for example, you are staying at Ibeju, and they make provision for youths that are there. They say, okay, they want to come out to vote. You understand me? They bring people.
Who is they? The government?
Like, no, not the government. I mean, we, the youths.
Okay.
The support, the encouragement that we had at the protest was massive.
Okay.
Do you understand me? So that alone should ginger people and say, okay, once they see the move, once other youths, and I feel what really caused this all this thing was because, number one, these hoodlums, or let me use the local word, Agbero, many of them don't understand what we are fighting for. Just like when xenophobia happened last year.
Xenophobia, like, Nigeria.
You get.
So then you see shop rights.
They say shop rights, now then they cause problems.
You say they are South Africans.
They are South Africans. And funny enough,
it's your fellow Nigerian that is working there.
Yes. Apart from the work, it's we Nigerians that are selling there, that are shops there. They just made that building and created one particular place and say it's ShopRite. And do you know, this ShopRite that we are shouting that is South Africa, to an extent, there are some Nigerians that are board of directors in charge of it too. So let's not forget that. Most people just believe, okay, Nasata. I feel if these people, these hoodlums, if before they start the election or not, because let me not lie to you, even when we are going to do PVC, the government, they will still use these hoodlums against us. In the sense that they might call them to come and scatter the place. Come and cause Now, someone, there is this celebrity, this Yoruba guy, he asked movie, he said something, he said that he did a video and he was blasting the Agberos. He said, you people are always coming out where they say, come and scatter, come and scatter. These people that are coming to invite you, have they ever invited you when their children are doing wedding? Have they ever invited you for any good thing? They only come to invite you when they want to cause problems. And in the process of it, do you know, you too, you can lose your own life. And this fight...
On top of what? 2,000?
On top of 1,000. So I feel what we should do, people like Faust, people like this celebrity, if they go to all these bus stop, they see all this Agbero, sensitize them. Even if it's for you to buy shayo for them, settle them. Even when you go to election ground, when they come, it's for you to speak to them, give them shayo, make them feed themselves. Anywhere where they reach, where they hear, say, once you sensitize them, you tell them, we are fighting for everybody. We are not fighting for... When they will turn their back against these governments, they will surely turn their back. By the time they get to understand that, okay, now this thing I would fight for is for the good of Nigeria. We're not fighting just because of anything, because we don't know what they have told them during the protest that made them to come and be scattering, burning. Imagine Ijibo BRT, they burnt down every bus there. Now, people that have resumed,
it's broke people that are work, using the BRT.
How do they get to the office? The only happiness that I have is this toll gate is not functioning, it's not working. That's the only thing that I know that I'm happy about. And yeah, sometimes I will be in bus and the bus and the driver will be like, the day where they go start this toll gate, we'll go start again. We'll go scatter. And I know very well this place where blood don't they now they still want to collect money, they don't feel collect money. So I just feel the most important thing now is for us to come out, speak up. The fact that we spoke up then, they were scared. Should be told. The government,
that's why they tried every single thing. They were scared.
They were fucking scared. Someone was saying yesterday that they should sack the chief of staffs and all. I'm like, we need a good security agency in this Nigeria. I still remember 1990 something that my popsy would be telling me that they wanted to go and fight in so place. Now Nigerian army they go. Where are those Nigerian army now? Where are they? Everybody feels money na everything. Have you forgotten that oath you swore on that day that they were putting you in that position? Everybody has forgotten about this oath. We believe say it just end for you. It doesn't just end. It doesn't end because it continues to your lineage. They'll say, this person, my grandfather, so somebody, auntie, pekin, brother, You see what happened to that actress that mother killed one
really
boy?
Really, an effect by.
Yes, do you understand me? Who what? Would have thought about
what
it?
What actress killed her?
Her mother was a, I think, DPO in one police station in Benin or something. So she shot someone.
A student.
How many years ago?
So yeah, many years. No, but and she was among the people that were protesting that came out. And they were like, you where you did
that? Allegedly, though.
She was even doing. She did this thing, voice, and she did video call and she, video whatever that they call it. She was saying, you people that that you didn't come out for the protest, do you think you have 10 head? Do you think you have, at least if you cannot come out to protest with your phone, stop posting pictures, stop doing this. 9 people call for hours. Say you, it is, I don't know your history. No, be your mama be so and so person. Wake you so person. Till today, we never see the dead body. So that is how it is. That's why sometimes I just feel like this our brother Lai Mohammed. I don't understand.
He needs to calm down.
Is it that he doesn't know that he doesn't end it? So far, say that name be for your children. Name that, another girl and papa they lie.
Daycare. Ask her, have you access it? Do they care?
That's the thing.
They don't care about their children. The children are the ones suffering all these things. Because some things up in me, like, you just think
actually,
about it like.
Are suffering.
How will this child feel? Whatever your father does,
the truth is, do you think those
when
children are not thinking about
dollars in their accounts?
No. Do you think those children
they are thinking about it? Do you know the type of depression they're being like?
See, no matter.
It's not about money.
It's not about the depression
sure?
now. Wait, it's not about
sure
the
you have
depression.
Some kind
like
money they have, you think about
okay?
it.
You think about
there will be,
it will affect them.
No matter the money your father will have, at a point, when you watch some certain things that your dad says, even while we were growing up, if your dad says something that doesn't tally with you, be like, ah, nigga, calm down now. What's going on? What are you saying like this? Even though you cannot face him to tell him that, but in your heart, so, Ashebi Osinbajo's daughter also protested.
And Buhari's
even Buhari's daughter, because they already, no, I feel,
you saw them at the protest ground.
No, like online. I mean,
okay,
online.
You did online protest.
So if it be
clouds, why did they come to the street?
If it be clouds,
they were not in Nigeria.
I don't think they're right.
So where were they?
I don't know, but I don't think those people will not be present in
such environment.
Those people will not be present. You know, when that kind of thing happens, most of all these states, they will quickly send their children out. Because anything can happen. Like Tinubu was doing Lamba for everybody. Baba did this Lagos. He told them say they France. They were
sure?
Baba was Lagos.
You did not see that.
This guy came out that he was in Lagos. The person that they went to meet in France was another person. You don't see that one had more body. She's in a book girl body. Tinubu is thin. Baba was in Lagos. You have to give everybody lamba.
I just feel if we want to succeed in this old estate, we should choose rightly. Because in church on Sunday, my pastor was saying something. He said, the corruption starts from everywhere.
The corruption starts from everywhere.
Yes.
I don't understand
that
statement.
Me and you now, we might be here. Somebody will bring something. In my mind, I'll feel like, should I give okay? Should I give okay this whole thing that they have given me? It starts from there.
Like, somebody will give you money to give someone and it's plenty.
Okay.
Should,
like,
should I divide it?
Let me just share it.
Let me just take out of it.
Now, if you can think that way when you are still like this, what do you think would be your reaction when you get to that place that you are seeing the billions of naira, or you are able to control a lot of things?